Thank you. Good morning, Om Shanti. We are privileged to be so little. It's such an amazing experience to be in a silent Madhuban, isn't it? I'm sure everybody is enjoying it. So when Shilubin asked me to, if I wanted to give class, I was thinking about the theme, and I thought about this particular theme, true love, true power, because one of my effort and one of my ongoing work in this spiritual life has been to try to understand these particular things like Baba understands them, because I think that love is a motor, it's an engine for life everywhere, whether in Lokic life, in Bhakti, in people's individual life, in the life of nations, in the life of, you know, it's just an amazing power that we still have experienced, all of us, before we met Baba. And when we actually meet Baba, suddenly it becomes the ocean of love. It's tremendously unlimited. And I feel that for me it's been a process also of understanding and accepting the misconceptions I had about love. And I can see that it seems I'm not the only one. So I thought that this could be a quite interesting subject to have a conversation about with you. Because, in a sense, love being such an important theme, it's just as if we had almost a false religion about love and our hearts and our intellects. And we don't even realize we have that when we come to Baba. We first understand, I first understood Baba's love to be like the love I believed was love. And it took me quite a while to actually accept that actually what Baba calls love is not what Valerian used to call love. What I used to call love was a very refined mix of attachment with expectations and needs and love. And it was really something that has to be worked on, because when I first came to Gyan, I thought, yes, this is the most important thing, and this is therefore what I want to be working on. And that was the amazing thing, that when I met Baba, because I came at that time where we could meet Baba individually, all the times we met, he spoke about love. So this obviously was something important for me. And one of the aspects that I find is important related to love is also connected to power. Because I think people have a tremendous love for power at the end of Kali Yuga. And power is related to the power that's also totally corrupt in comparison with what Baba calls power, right? So when he gives us the eight powers, it's almost amazing if you think about it with your intellect just a little. You know, you would have never thought before Gyan, I would have never thought before Gyan that tolerance was power. Would you? Until Baba says that's one of the eight powers. I would have never thought introspection was power. So it's like when Baba comes, he readjusts, he tries to readjust all our understanding with Gyan. So I'm saying he tries because he's actually doing it, but we need, are the ones that need to try it for ourselves and apply it to the way we think, to the way we believe, to the way we connect to each other. And one of the amazing thing I find is that people, when they speak of power, therefore, just like when they speak of love, they have almost a corrupt vision of power. You know, what people call power is usually something a bit warrior-like, you know, because that's been our experience of power for the last 2,500 years. So I actually, when I first came in Gyan, because I was a bit of a lover baggage, let's put it that way, I was not the kind of, lovely, lovely, no. But for me, love was just so important, and I could see so many Brahmins loved power. And I thought, these guys with their power, they're totally not with it. You know, my intellect's arrogance of my understanding of life was such that if there was power with no love, it was not power, right? I still believe that. If there is power, it has to be fully merged with love. And this is, for me, the main thing that you can really witness when you see Baba, the way Baba talks to us. And why is it we love the daddies so much? Because their power is totally filled of love. And what is it that has power? You know, what is it that moves people? I think love moves people. I think the other thing that moves people is the necessity to be happy. These two powers are what still today get us confused in Gyan. You can see so many people coming out of our path, not because they don't love Baba, but because they have a mistaken vision on love. And so they need attention, they need to be taken care of, they want to have that kind of relationship. Because that's what we have believed love was. So when we need love, we take this direction if we don't pay attention. And in my experience, I almost felt I had to revise what I called my religions. You know, religions not in the sense of bhakti with a cross and a temple, but in the sense of dharma. I think dharma is something very powerful because our dharma moves us. You know, what is it that makes you who you are? That makes you do the effort you do, that makes you want to be whoever you are. It is what you have dharma for, you know, what you have love for, but also what you believe is important. So the two things come together in the soul, what you love and what you believe, right? And what I love and what I believe are therefore two of the things that I think in the self-transformation, if we want to achieve the Kamatit Bapsaman stage, we really need to look at very deeply. Because if we don't pay attention to these things, we still move ahead, we have our Amrit Vela, we listen to our Merli, we do some service, but we do not change what will deeply get us into trouble. Drama is fantastic because drama don't let you come out of trouble. He keeps putting you back onto the boxing game with Maya. And that's excellent because that's going to challenge the beliefs that you have that are not right. You see? Every time we face Maya, especially the more mature you get into Gyan, the more Maya is actually challenging with its mirror for you to look at what it is you're doing, what it is you're believing, what it is you're acting like that is not yet Bapsaman. And the mirror is scary. The mirror is not going to let you come up with a, everything's fine. If you do that, okay, fine, but the mirror will become more and more accurate, more and more obvious, and then you will have to face yourself. And it's excellent, because if we don't learn to face what's false about our beliefs or what's false about what we want in this life, then we're never going to get it. How are we going to get Bapsaman? You know? We're only going to get Bapsaman if we make the right effort. This we already know. Right? But we're only going to become Bapsaman when we actually want to be like Baba. And in order to want to be like Baba, I have to stop wanting to be like me. And this is not so easy, because the ego, the construction of the soul, is made in such a way that we believe what we think is right. Because we've had to. That's what's gotten us where we are, through a golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age. So we've had to trust our beliefs. So it's not wrong. It's perfectly all right. But when Baba comes, the whole belief system he's offering us is totally new. Totally new. And we need to change that. We need to change that, but Baba's not forcing us to change things in an unpleasant manner. So he's giving us Gyan every day, but he's not challenging us with Gyan, right? He's not forceful about Gyan. Baba's very mild. Sometimes he's blunt, but I'm the one who has to take Gyan and look at my beliefs, my behavior, my deep motivations in life, in order to challenge my own self into the new self. What's the difference between who you are now and the angel Baba wants you to become? There's quite a bit of difference still, or are you already there? You're not there, right? Yeah? So we're not there yet. So I think that the difference between where we are at now and where we have to be is something that we really need to look in detail. Because just wanting to be there won't get you there. Like, let's say I'm walking from Pandav Bhavan to Gyan Sarovar. Just because I want to go to Gyan Sarovar doesn't mean I'll get to Gyan Sarovar if I don't know the way. Do you agree with me? That's why we have Sadhguru. Baba knows the way. And that's why we have drama. Drama knows the way. Like yesterday, Baba was so powerful about his role, saying, I don't do anything. Drama makes me do everything. Remember? And so, what does he mean when he says that for us? In a sense, drama is our friend, and drama is conducting us with Baba's power, Baba's love, Baba's blessings towards our destination. But this destination, we need to become more and more attuned to it, so we know where to go. And it's not just an imaginary perfection, like these beautiful little angels, like we like to put on our cards everywhere. You know, these funny little baby cherub angels with their lovely wings. Are we going to become that? No. Right? The kind of angels we're going to become is pretty different. But the angel that I am, the angel that I will be, is something I need to discover for myself. And challenging my belief system in terms of how I behave, how I react, how I am engaging with things and people, is where actually I can get a clear picture of what still needs to be mended and changed. And in my understanding, faith is totally connected with love and also with the understanding. So we have, if you look at it, what does the mind do, right? The mind creates thoughts and the mind creates emotions. What does the intellect do? It reflects, it analyzes, it decides. So where does the heart stand? We want a pure heart. We want a powerful heart. We want to have a big heart. We want to be full of love. But how's that going to happen? Which part of me do I have to work on to make that happen? What part of me is still small, is still in hiccups and demanding and not happy and not blissful? So this is the part that is for me within my mind still. You know, the subconscious mind, the sanskaras kind of come up within the mind in feelings, emotions, and thoughts. So this pure heart that I have as a goddess or as an angel is something that needs to be reawakened now. So in a sense, every time drama brings upheaval, difficulties, the reaction is small-heartedness. True? I don't like that. I don't want that. Why does this person do that to me? How come they behave that way? You know? It's like fear, anger, upset. This is totally the contrary of love. Do you agree with me? So now, if that's the contrary of love, how am I going to become loving? Because love is about unconditional as well. You know, the kind of love Baba's teaching us to have, the kind of love Baba has. Because in a sense, becoming Bapsaman, for me, means becoming unlimitedly loving like Baba. And when I will be like this, I will be unlimitedly powerful like Baba as well. But I think love is where things hurt. Love is where things in our emotional self, love is where we need to have a lot of truth and honesty. Because the feelings that we get are very much a reflection of our past sanskaras. So we need to change the way we feel about things. But what's interesting is that if you look at a human being, usually we trust our feelings. So let's say, for instance, I'm here and then suddenly somebody becomes very aggressive and tells me, why do you say what you're saying, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going, okay. Now your time to put things into practice, right? So what am I going to react with? Am I going to react with fear? Am I going to react with judgment? Am I going to react welcoming that energy? Am I going to react? Which way are we going to react? So these reactions are very unpleasant usually. And what happens with what's unpleasant? We want to put it under the carpet, right? Because we want to be like Baba says. We want to be perfect, we want to be loving, we want to be harmonious. And so anybody that comes up with something emerging in me like a problem as a consequence of the interaction, I think he or she is the problem. But the way we need to work on ourselves is like this person is a perfect mirror of my incapacity to be a notion of love. And this needs a change in our perception of reality. Because we have many opportunities to get upset or to get sad or to get depressed. And I think depression and sadness is one of the things that is very important to look at as Brahmins, because we are not allowed to be depressed. We're not supposed to be depressed, no? Baba doesn't stop saying, be happy, be happy, be happy. And when you look at yourself, you think, oh, I'm not so happy. But then you're supposed to be happy, so you're like, okay. Right? So what happens is that we, I think, need to look at these feelings, because we can only change things if we look at them. For instance, if there was some mess on the table, you know, the brothers that have come and brought the water and the mic, they would have taken it away because they would have seen it. And it's their pride to give us a very nice hall and a very clean place and a very welcoming. So they would have taken care of it, right? Because they have the duty and they have the vision. Now, when I have anything unpleasant that comes into me, equally, I have the duty to take care of it. But in order to take care of it, I first have to see it. And in my experience, we never want to see stuff. We just wished it wasn't there. If I close my eyes quickly, maybe it will disappear. That's what I used to do when I was a little girl, when I didn't want to see something. I thought, okay, I close my eyes and it will go. Didn't usually go, but it gave me time to be in silence. Right? So when we do that, what can we do with ourselves? So in order to be loving in all circumstances, we need to be looking at this part of ourselves that need to be accepting of the circumstances, to be accepting of our feelings, needs to be accepting of other people. And then when I'm accepting this, I can actually change it. Just like the guys who would have seen the mess would have been able to take care of it and sort it out. Like, for instance, a sock on this table. It wouldn't be right? A pair of socks on this table. But it wouldn't be that we need to throw the socks away. The socks are still useful, but they need to be somewhere else, right? So equally, whatever energy is within us is some energy that is not to just be aggressive with, because I find that there is a tendency within to just be very aggressive and violent with whatever we don't want to have or we don't want to be. And then if I'm violent against myself, is that being loving? Is that being Bapsaman? I'm not saying we don't have to be powerful. I'm not saying we have to indulge. But what I'm saying is we really need to be able to look at what it is and learn from it. Learn from it. That requires a lot of humility. Because I think that whenever we are not loving, whenever we are not powerful, basically it's all mixed up with ego. But ego is something that's not just, you know, the usual arrogance of wanting to be the first most important person in this yagya, right? But you have the small arrogance inside of not wanting to have any defects because you don't like yourself having defects. So when I have this love inside, I constantly consider myself, like Baba was saying, as a student. I accept that I'm learning. If I'm learning something, like for instance, English isn't my language, like most of you here probably. So what happens when it's not your language? You listen to people when they talk. You hear the way they pronounce things and you think, oh, is she pronouncing this way because she's American? Or is she pronouncing because she's an Aussie? Or is it because this person is like me and it's not her language and so she's made a mistake? You know, you need to discern to see if you need to change, right? if you need to learn a new word, if you need to use words differently. So you're constantly learning when you're using somebody else's language. And it's humility, you know. I'm not going to teach a British person how to speak English, right? Because I make mistakes, he has to make my mistakes. So likewise, Baba's the only one who has no defect. And in love, if you see what tapasya really is, in my experience, you know, when we say bhati, when we sit in the bhati, what do we sit in? I think when we sit in the bhati, we're actually sitting in the powerful rays of Baba's love. And that's the fire of love. That's what's cooking us. That's what the soul needs in order to change. Baba was saying today, to remove the rubbish, to get rid of old habits. You know, it's only the pure power of love from God that will allow the soul to become loving. You know, and so the exposure to Baba's love is essential because it's the only thing that will teach us how to become loving ourselves. And it teaches us what is being loving. You know, like, we see our family, we know our family, we live in our family, many of us have been instruments for many years. But when Mama comes, he doesn't see anything like, oh, guys, I know you. No, he doesn't do that, does he? He just sees the ocean of love and he's out of love. The more it goes, the more I find Baba the ocean of love. All of you who've been around for a long time, you know, I think before he was still a teacher in the Murlis. And I find the more it goes, is that your feeling also in the Yavyat Murlis? That he's more and more loving and loving, absolutely loving. Not that he wasn't before. But before he would really, the nitty-gritty bits of details of defects and, you know, like he did the other week. It was an amazing Merli on anger management, right? What is anger and how anger destroys you and this is like that and this is like this. I was amazed at Baba on anger, weren't you? But what is the Merli's like now? Is he teaching us on bad stuff? He's mainly teaching us by example and mainly asking us to just be this. And he is to himself this. So he shows us how possible it is, how we have to become. So now, if you look at all the virtues, but especially because I chose these two topics of love and power, if you look at love in terms of how love is being damaged by the vices, can you be angry and loving? Now, another one, can you be attached and loving? So that's where we need a lot of discrimination power, because we do not differentiate attached and loving before Baba comes in our life. We totally mixed up with this. So of course, when Baba comes, immediately we understand certain aspects of attachment. We understand certain aspects of lust. And we know, okay, all right, this isn't love. Okay. But it's a bit like telling a child that chocolate isn't good for him. He can repeat, chocolate is not good for me. But as soon as your back is turned, where is he going to go? The cookie jar, in the chocolate jar, right? And he can tell you, yes, chocolate's not good for me. But does his heart believe chocolate isn't good for him? He believes chocolate is really good. That's what he believes. So I think out of love for Baba and out of obedience for Baba, we believe what Baba tells us. That's why I feel, as I said earlier, that for me faith and love are totally connected with understanding. You see, it's like I have faith in Baba. I believe Baba. But how I'm going to have faith in all the minute, small details of Gyan that I still need to understand. And I really love that Merle on anger, because for me, it was just so precise. It was like Mama took a microscope and showed us, look, this is anger. And you would have never thought being clever was being angry. But Baba demonstrated it to us how it is. And I think all the things he's been saying are just so true. And as my other friend says, when I'm telling you these things, you laugh. Why do you laugh? Because you see yourself, right? And so the way Baba speaks to us is with love, so we accept to see. So now, if I tell the brothers of, these socks, why are they here? They might be so upset and vulnerable because of shame that they left the socks here. They might say, what do you mean socks? There's no socks here. Nobody wants to see the things, especially if they are being told unpleasantly. Right? So what vision do I have to learn to have? How do I need to learn to look at myself in order to be able to make the change that Baba wishes for, that I wish for, that the world needs? Because I was thinking, on love, and I felt, you know, when we are Bab Saman, basically, we'll just be so loving like Baba. So what's the difference now between my potential of love and Baba's potential of love? And this is one of the things I really appreciate so much with the daddies. It was my good fortune that I traveled with a sister who had to deliver some tolis to Daddy Janki. So when I arrived, even though I was exhausted and I was not able to wear my white, so I was a bit embarrassed to go in front of Daddy to say hello without my white son, but still I went in, and so I visited with Daddy Janki, and then she looked at us and said, oh, let's go and see if Daddy Gulzar is there. So I even had the opportunity to visit with Daddy Gulzar. And really, it was just a hello, totally thing, but, you know, the vibration of both of them, it's just so loving. All their energy they are using to love. Now, are we using all our energy to love? And I think this is what we need to look at, because this won't happen as a result of a miracle. It will happen as a result of real power. And I was reflecting that for me, power really is the capacity to put things into my practical life. Because you see, okay, sometimes we meditate and Baba gives us such amazing experiences of love, of power. So this is amazing. And I think we need to go on into that direction, because that will make the change happen inside. So definitely yoga is the solution, right? But the other part where we lose our power, where we lose our love, is actually in practical life. Because in practical life, every time we go against our religion of power, our religion of love, we weaken ourselves. And we create, precedents? You say that in English? So we create precedents in our behavior, and this then becomes something that's called a sanskar. And that's quite difficult to erase after a while. So power is the strength with which I will make my life, my practical life, like the daddies, become a life of love. A life of power, a life of knowledge, a life of kindness, a life of bliss, right? In every act, in every thought, So this is the aim. So the spiritual capacity is there. Baba said this morning, liberation in life in 1 second. So it's like he's already given all the recipes. We have the recipes, but the application of the recipe. I live with a sister at home. She loves collecting recipes. She has an amazing quantities of recipes, but I've never seen her cook any of them. So cooking is one thing. Having recipes is definitely another. So when she cooks, she goes for simple stuff. But recipes are very sophisticated. And it's fine, I don't mind, I like simple stuff as well, so it's okay. But I think we are great collectors of recipes. But the power to apply them in our life is something that is an individual, I would say somehow, an individual adventure. Because it is an adventure where all of us are creating our future paths. It is through this adventure that all of us are creating our number wise. It is through this adventure that we are changing the world. Because very often in the Merlis, you know, Baba says, I only need one thing from you. He says, I need the help of your purity. And for me, all this is connected with purity. How much purity is there in my love? How much purity is there in my power? Or do I still try to impress others? Do I still, you know, he was saying very beautifully on that Merli from on anger last week. He was saying, do you see anger as a tool or an arm to get what you want? And you see, do I have the purity to not use my power to get what I want? Because that is manipulation. It's not pure. When it's pure, it's love. And I am using love to get what everybody wants, which is love. And it's very different than manipulating you out of your capacity to be fearful of me, right? Oh, Valerian is powerful. I'm a bit afraid. I better not get her upset and do what she wants. Do we still make things happen that way? And so this purity is I think will happen within when we have exhausted our desire for impurity. And for this, we need to recognize that, you know, this kind of love is impurity, this kind of power is impurity. But we have to stop functioning that way, because from Copper Age onwards, we functioned the way we could. And it's quite different to function the way Baba wants or Baba teaches us. So when I function the way I can, I usually still use my old habits of getting things done. So some of us are very good at getting things done with a smile, you know, so it can be a bit of seduction there. Some of us are good at getting it with a stern eye, so a little bit of fear there. Some of us getting, oh, if you don't do that, you might not go to golden age, sister, kind of knowledge, you know. So I'm putting it a bit blunt, but so I don't think we do it as strong as that, but sometimes it is a little bit of that that we still need to recognize about ourselves and the judgmental attitudes. And I really feel that, so I come back to faith. You see, how much faith do I have? And Baba speaks of four. Faith in the self, faith in the drama, faith in him, and faith in the family. So I think that to have faith in the family, in Baba, in the self and in drama. I need to love these things. You can't have faith in something you don't like. And very often, I don't think we don't love enough the drama. We still keep boxing with the drama. You know, why is my drama like this? Why is my role like that? Why am I not getting an easy thing? You know, it's like we want the drama to be how I want. But who is this little I that wants things to be that way? Is it a dictator? Is it a fearsome child? I think we alternate from one to the other, right? So, to love the drama is necessary in order to have love and faith into the drama. So when do I have faith in the drama? I believe everything of the drama is good, whatever form it takes. And how do I behave when I believe that things are good? Now, you can see in your mind, all the time you think, this isn't good, this isn't what I want, this isn't how it should be, this isn't how he should behave. In a sense, you can see that your faith in the drama at that particular moment is not 100%. You're still wanting to correct drama. This guy should be like this, this one like that, this one should be like this, this one should be like that, this one should be dressed like this, this one should think like that, this one should work like this, behave like that, she should wake up at that time, she should come on time at Merle, he should, you know, it's like, oof, God, you have a whole setup there, and you believe these things. Okay, now, it's okay, we all do it, no problem. But it's not what will take us to our destination. And that's the funny thing about being an instrument, right? Because when you're an instrument, you're supposed to help people get where Baba wants people to go to, right? So he was saying in that early, okay, instruments have a special right to remind people of the law. Do you remember? He said that. But it's not that we have to take the law in our hands. Now there is a big difference between the two. And each one of us, as I was saying earlier, it's the mirror of honesty that will actually help us get where we want to go. So, faith in the drama. But what I've realized lately with this faith in the drama thing is that drama is really not taking the shape I think it should shape very often. So I've reckoned that my attitude shouldn't be looking at it that way. It's the way I look at the drama that's wrong. You know, and it's me who needs to change my relationship with events and people. It's not the other way around. So then it's been like understanding that I need to surf the drama. What does a surfer do? Does a surfer say, I don't want to go in that wave because there is a shark. I don't want to go in that wave because there's some rubbish. I don't want to use that wave because there's some algae. I don't like algae. You know, when you're a surfer, you have to slide on top of the wave. And I think the drama is a bit like this. It's like a gigantic wave. It has all the karma, vikarma, sukarma, and a lot of negative stuff there. So it's not for me to look at it, but it's for me to surf on top of it. So what do I do when I surf on top of it? What I do is I accept it. Because the wave will only carry you when you take it the right way. I remember I used to live in Costa Rica for 10 years, and at some point there were some people I worked with where it was a program for people who were delinquents and difficult kids, and I worked with another person. He was teaching them how to surf, and I was teaching them how to meditate. And we wouldn't have the same time, so sometimes I'd sit on the beach and look at him teach them. And after, at night, I told him, "You're lucky. You can tell them, put your bum up. But when they're meditating, I can't see what they're doing, so I can't correct anything." And that's the beauty of our meditation, right? It's Raj Yoga. Every one of us has come to become a self-sovereign here. So these self-sovereigns, we need to learn to pull ourselves up and not to fall into the wave, not to lose ourselves. We have to learn how to balance on life with art, with beauty. And again, look at the daddies. Anything happens to them, they are beautiful. I haven't seen them lose their beauty. And I'm, of course, talking not only of their spiritual beauty, but even their physical beauty. They become more and more beautiful as they age. I mean, they were beautiful when they're always beautiful when you see the pictures. I love them from day one. But I can see more and more the beauty of the love in their eyes and the joy and the respect and the kindness and the depth and the, you know, you can really see it. It's like their whole body, their eyes become this gigantic screen on which the virtues are projected. And it's amazing, right? So now, I think that in order to serve this drama, we also need to deliver the drama with virtues. Because the drama is a very interesting element. Baba says it's his child. You've heard that? Baba says it's his daughter. He said that once to Dali Janki. It's a beautiful story. I heard it twice in two different versions. But I'll tell you the version I remember the most. Daddy Janki was there walking with Brahma Baba. And she was chatting with him. And suddenly Brahma Baba told her, "Stop criticizing my child." And she kind of went, "I'm not criticizing anyone." But she was actually probably royally complaining about some stuff, right? And Brahma Baba was, you know, or Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba was telling her, you know, drama's my child, drama's perfect. Don't complain about my child. Just like, you know, we have the, after a while we all understand in this path that, you know, complaining about others is really not the way. The same way, complaining about events, about people, about things, is not right. Okay, it's not right, but it doesn't mean we put it under the carpet. It means we need to look at it again, right, in order to change it. So if I'm complaining about certain things, I need to change my relationship with them. Now, how am I going to change my relationship? I utterly believe with this thing is negative. It's going to take me quite a change in my operational mode. Okay, so this thing is negative. Let's look at that. So for instance, the circumstance with these people is very complicated and I believe it's negative. So now, how do I stop finding it negative? These people are my brothers and sisters. They're learning. They have the right to make mistakes. These people are my brothers and sisters. They're loving souls and they would be far happier if they weren't making mistakes just like me. So these people are there to learn and I'm there to love them. You know, you teach yourself that way. But you need to take the difficulty in your hand, the difficulty in your emotional system, and you need to change it, because it won't happen unless we change things with our heart. We can't change things violently by imposing you or imposing others, because this is not the right way. But it's a learning thing. We all have to learn it. We all have to learn how to see it. So that's why, for me, power is something very important, because we have the power to change, but we must not use the wrong type of power that sometimes Baba calls force. You know, we mustn't use force. Force is not power, right? And he's given us the discrimination to recognize between the two. So it's going to be traffic control. So let's take these minutes to just go deep within this ocean of love. I think it's a 12, right? Traffic control in Madhuban, right? So let's go deep within this ocean of love, and let's see drama as an ocean of love. You know, Baba, the ocean of love, drama, the ocean of love, and me surfing with no fear. Because I think we are very fearful of drama sometimes. Not the right attitude either. Okay? And then if you have, it's almost gone time. So after the traffic control, if there is things you want to discuss, maybe we can do a bit of question answer, if that's what you want to do. Otherwise, we'll see what to do. Yeah? For the next 15 minutes. So we can just allow our body to relax. Very gently come at the center of the self. Feel the power within, the power of love. And experience Baba's rays of love. Unlimited, unconditional love. And in this awareness, sitting with Baba under the canopy of his love, I watch the drama with a new understanding. I want to create a new relationship with drama. Drama, my friend, full of surprises and gifts. Drama, my friend, will take me to golden age. Is there any question that you would like to ask? Or? Yeah, go ahead. I don't think we have a mic, do we, brother, for the questions? Okay, you speak strong? Okay, do we have a mic for him? Thank you so much. So let's wait for the mic so we make sure everybody listens.
Shanti. You were talking about surfing the wave. It's okay. Yeah. You were talking about surfing the wave and not getting into the wave, but should you ever at times actually get off the wave and get on another one?
Okay. I think that, you see, for me, the thing is surfing. And I don't think a surfer can surf a wave when the wave's gone, right? So the good surfer knows how to change wave. Because likewise, the drama offers us many waves. And we need to learn how to surf each and all of them. And we can't just refuse one wave, right? And as I was saying, I'm not going to surf this wave because there's a shark, not that wave because it's dirty. You know, we need to learn to surf everything. And I find that sometimes we have a tendency to look and say, oh, no, I don't want to surf this. But it's still surfing. Nothing wrong in surfing. You know, it's like whoever does whatever is their issue. I have to be accepting of that. But how am I connecting with it? You see? That's the beauty. That's where I have to put my purity and my royalty and my acceptation and my love. The way they do things is their problem. I can change that. But I can change the way I deal and connect and love it or not. Yeah? Any other questions or comment or what would you like us to do? What, does that mean you want me to go on talking, or does that mean... yeah, go ahead.
I just feel in myself the need to reflect a little bit on it, mm-hmm. to understand it more. This surfing, it means not reacting and creating. And... what you mentioned just now, to be in that purity and royalty and take responsibility for whatever I can do mm-hmm. in it, and not being a victim, because you you can also be a victim in this wave and think I will drown. This option is not necessary.
But then when you do that, you go under.
I think this option we didn't mention yet. The fear.
Of course. Yeah. The ocean is big and strong and powerful, yeah. you know, and dramas like this, dramas yeah. like that. Sometimes we do face things that are amazingly challenging for yeah. us. I mean, I don't know if you guys do, but I do.
Yes, I come up, I'm in the middle of it at the moment.
So and what I see is that, you see, this is like that, but now I connect with drama. How am I going to connect with drama? For me, it's an interesting thing, you see, because it has helped me to see myself as a surfer, because it means I'm not responsible for anyone's action, anyone's karma, for anyone's decisions. I'm just one person trying to be proper, to be going with the wave, doing Baba's work in that dimension. You see, it's like, imagine Shiv Baba when he comes in the body of Daddy Gulsar with Brahma Baba to talk with all these guys. Is he there saying, why did you do that? And you would, I'm sure he could. I mean, all of us are full of mistakes, and especially with his magnifying eyes. He could spend like millions of years telling us off, right? He doesn't do that. He sees us as perfect jewels. So that's how I decided that that's how I need to engage with things. Because when I have difficulties with people, it's usually because I can only see their defects, right? Does that happen to you too? Am I the only one here? Right? So I only see that this isn't how I want things to be. I would like people to be respectful, kind, loving. That's what I signed for when I became a BK, didn't you? And now I'm facing someone that's bossy, arrogant, angry, and upset. I'm like, victim is very easy. We all know how to do that. So this isn't the right attitude. That's not what Baba's teaching us, right? So I have decided, okay, in this situation, if I want to bring Baba's love, I have to not mind. Baba doesn't mind. He wishes the best. Right? Baba is not upset. He doesn't come to the stage in daddy's body and cries. He could. I mean, I would. Knowing what I know, sometimes I have a tendency to just want to sit and cry. So this isn't Baba's attitude. Baba's attitude is to see the power, to see the beauty. He sees the future of all of us. And he sees this future purity in process. Okay? We do not see the future purity in process. We see the past karma in process. So something wrong with my eyes. That I need to educate my eyes to see what Baba sees. That's how I've reflected it for me. That's what surfing the waves means to me. So it's like, okay, there is the rubbish, but I shouldn't engage with the rubbish. I should trust the beauty and engage with the beauty. So understanding this is for Baba's service, these souls are using their energy, their power, their money, their strength. They're doing it wrong sometimes. Om Shanti. But you see? So if my vision goes on to that, then I don't mind so much the rubbish. It's part of growing up. Right?
Yeah. So the serving and the settling of karmic accounts are also interconnected.
The serving
and the settling.
I think Baba is getting us to serve to create the future pure world, right? But he's also getting us to serve to get us busy with pure stuff instead of having us do what we like doing, which would be watching TV, eating potato chips all day, right? So he gets us to do elevated karma. Now, whilst we do this elevated karma, the negative stuff pops up. Because it has to pop up. It has to be changed. So the popping up of the negative is happening for good. It's happening to say goodbye. So it's happening for the other people to say goodbye, and it's happening for me to say goodbye. How fast you're going to say goodbye is not in my hands. And for me, it's even violent to want you to say goodbye now. So I'd rather let you do your things, respect your process, and do my thing, which is surfing. That's how I'm dealing with it at the moment. I might find something better next time and start flying. I'll let you know how I do that. Now I'm surfing. That's what I've learned how to do. I think flying would be best, but still a little bit of fear of heights, I suppose. Any other thing? It's already time to finish, but if there are any last question or comment on your behalf, you can... Om Shanti.
Maybe believe Vastu.
I didn't get it, sorry.
Maybe believe Vastu. Vastu in building art. Some Vastu, kitchen is here, bedroom is here, toilet is here, like that. Vastu is spelling.
I'm not so sure what your accent is new for me. Does anybody catch what she's saying that she could tell me?
Maybe believe Vastu.
Come here, I can't hear you. Somebody to tell me what she's saying, because I'm interested, but I don't make it. Take the mic, sister, to do the translation.
Yeah, yeah. She's just asking.
Yeah.
Like some people, actually, Indians, and they build the house.
Yeah.
They should say the prayer room should be this side. The door should be this side.
Yeah.
The toilet should be this side. The bedroom is this
side. Yeah.
Is it,
mm-hmm.
is it right or just follow?
You have to believe that, right?
Well, I believe actually Thank you. You can sit down. I actually believe since I've arrived here, it's been very beautiful feeling when I sit in meditation. I believe that I've been feeling it's a bit like there is a tapasya castle. So Baba's creating rooms for each different tapasya aspect that I need to do and that the whole family needs to do. And I think that in this castle of tapasya, there is a room where yogis are sitting. And you know, the challenge is, are we living from this inner castle of Baba, doing the tapasya of love, doing the tapasya of peace, doing the tapasya of serving the world, doing the tapasya of welcoming golden age, doing the tapasya of all these things are there. And some yogis stay in that castle. And I think when we stay in that dimension, our physical houses will sort themselves out. Okay? So, Om Shanti. Let's have a minute together.